Thanks for choosing Keystone First Community Health Choices. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your personal care connector. Thank you. All representatives are busy assisting other callers. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order that it was received.
Diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family.
We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us.
Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester.
Hello.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Taronda. May I have your member ID number, please?
I have a provider ID.
I'm ready.
It's 307-82894.
May I have your name?
My name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency.
Abigail, Family First. Thank you. May I have your last name and your direct line?
I can give you the first initial to my last name. It's N as in Nancy. And my number is 267-551-7438.
Member's ID?
900-103-3175.
This number is not coming up in our system. What insurance does the member have?
Keystone. Can you repeat that Medicaid ID, please?
900-103-3175.
3175. Is that what you said?
Member's name and date of birth.
Tyron Vincent. And the date of birth is 11/25/86.
One moment. Tyron Vincent. There we go. Thank you. Transferring now. Thank you for verifying the information. Transferring to provider services. One moment.
All children over age 2 need yearly well-child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange, but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about
this is
dental
what I do
care.
When I'm on the phone.
See your dentist in the second trimester.
I hit them. So what?
Children age 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name's Priscilla. Is this Abigail?
It is.
Okay, I can help you. Are you calling regarding claim status?
I'm calling to speak with a specific service coordinator. I did get transferred over to her, but she didn't pick up. I'm just trying to see how the assessment went for one of my patients.
Okay. I can check to see if they are available. And the last four digits of the tax ID?
Is 3555.
Thank you. And the member ID?
I just gave it over, actually, to somebody before I spoke with you. I just want to know, would you be able to look to see how the assessment went and when we would be getting the authorization?
I can check the notes.
Okay, yeah. So you needed the member ID?
Yes, please.
900-103-3175.
Do you have a different member ID?
This is the Medicaid ID.
The member's name and date of birth?
Tyron Vincent, 11/25/86.
Their address?
422 Strawford Avenue.
The full address, please.
Sorry?
The full address.
Yeah. The city is Wayne, and the zip is 19087.
Okay. They did, based on the notes, it states they did an add to assessment notes, and they did an assessment February 10th, and so they advised no determination was made at the time on February 10th. As of February 10th, and on the 11th,
the authorization department tried to reach out to the service coordinator.
I see the assessment was on the 6th, actually.
Yes, but they added an assessment note on the 10th.
Which was that assessment?
Let's see. Well, it was just a note they added to the assessment that was already underway.
Oh, could be.
I can see if they answer. May I place your hold for 1 minute?
Sure, that's not a problem.
Thank you for your patience.
As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2.
Hi, thank you for holding. They went to voicemail.
Okay, so you didn't see any update on the authorization?
No, there's not an update. I do see reference about the assessment. I don't know what this means, but it was changed to 0 for a score.
It was changed to 0?
Yes, I don't know if that's good or bad, but when I look at the authorization for 2/15 of 26 through 2/28 of 26, it states it's pending under review right now.
Okay, fine. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Do you need their telephone number or their supervisor's information?
I just would love to be able to get in touch with the service coordinator, and I haven't been to get through on her line. Not sure how to go about that.
Right. I do have, do you have the telephone number ending in 6964?
Let me check. Just a second, please. I have Bridget Kazar's number. Ending in 4701. The 6964 is another number for her?
Yes, the other number is 610537.
Just a second, please. Sorry. 610537.
6964.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. And do you need their email address?
Is it B. Kazar at Keystone First?
HC.com?
Yeah, I have that. Okay. Thank you.
Do you need the supervisor's information?
Will they have more info for me?
Yes, they'll make sure, you know, it gets addressed if she doesn't respond.
Okay, yeah, I would take that.
Okay, I have Morgan Campbell. And her email is first initial, last name, at keystonefirstchc.com.
You said it's C, Keystone First?
M as in Morgan, and the last name Campbell. CAMPBELL at Keystone First.
Oh, okay, fine. Sorry, can you can you spell the last name, please? Again?
CAMPBELL.
P as in pineapple?
Yeah, so camp.
Okay.
Bell.
Fine, thank you.
I haven't heard that last name in so long, so.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It used to be very common, but.
No problem. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So copy her and the service coordinator. If they don't respond within 48 hours, then we can send this to our rapid response team.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay. Is
fine.
There anything
Thank
else that can assist you today?
That's all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.